Solar and wind power have gotten a lot of the attention as promising alternative power sources, but energy extracted from plants known as biofuels is the subject of ongoing research. The Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports on a project studying the potential for biofuel production in the Northeast.
So we're here at our primary field site for our five-year USDA grant looking at the impacts and the yields of perennial bioenergy grass crops.
Brian Richards is a researcher at Cornell. He's testing a common weed known as switchgrass to see how it does in wet soils. 16 strips of grass cover an otherwise barren, muddy field near the Ithaca Airport.
So this has been owned by Cornell probably since the 1940s, 50s, or 60s. And aside from some surface drainage work that was done as experimental work, that was the last intensive use.
Richards is part of a project called the Northeast Woody and Warm Season Biomass Energy Consortium, or NewBio. Researchers at universities across the Northeast are studying three crops, switchgrass, miscanthus, and willow, to prepare them for use in the biofuel industry. Richard says he's focused on identifying the right kind of marginal farmland for growing switchgrass.
If you start trying to use prime farmlands, then you're competing for, you know, food and feed. So this avoids that fuel versus food competition if we can use these successfully.
Biofuel production in the U.S. is starting to take off. Refineries that will process wood and paper scraps into gasoline and diesel fuel are planned in Mississippi and Florida. In Rome, New York, there's a pilot biofuel plant already in operation. And according to NewBio director Tom Richard, more companies will come to the Northeast to process biofuel once there's enough crops available to them.
It takes about 3 years to get up to peak production for those energy crops, and that's about the same time that it takes to build a multi-hundred-million-dollar biorefinery. So if we don't get those two things started at the same time, everybody's waiting for the other thing and nothing ever happens.
Richard says there are about 3 million acres of unused, available farmland in the Northeast. He says that if you look harder, that number is probably 3 or 4 times larger. Eventually, if there's enough of a profit for farmers, biofuel crops could also be mixed in with food crops.
So we expect a mixture of both conversion of marginal and abandoned land into these energy crops and also the introduction of them on regular row crop land, but not permanent in rotations where they might be grown on those acres for 3, 5, 10 years, and then the land gets returned into food production.
According to government projections, biofuels have the potential to provide 30% of the country's transportation fuels by the year 2030. Even though the idea of extracting gasoline from a plant is attractive, planting more crops for biofuel can have other consequences. At the Ithaca test field, researchers measure nitrous oxide and methane emissions. Richard says switchgrass hasn't been identified as an invasive species, but uncontrolled spread has been a problem with other popular plants. And Richard says it's not easy starting a farm on soils like this.
Marginal land is tough. There's a reason it's marginal, but we expected that.
Richard is in the second of 5 years of research on switchgrass, and his findings, along with all of NewBio's findings, will be shared with farmers interested in planting biofuel crops. In Ithaca, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.